sitting in our stuff is what this is allowing us to do. And for many people, just like in meditation, that's uncomfortable. And so, but if we can sit in the uncomfortableness and actually let it be our teacher and let us gain understanding and insight, we can learn and grow no matter how challenging it might be.
Welcome to the Hey Presley podcast, where we give you the practical tools and inspiring conversations to pursue a higher quality of life. Through a variety of topics, we intend to show you that an exceptional life is available to anyone. I'm your host, Presley Hirsch, and let's dive in. Hey friends, welcome back to the Hey Presley podcast. Before I get into what you can expect from today's episode, I just want to start by saying that I really hope you and your loved ones are safe and healthy. Many of us are dealing with unforeseen challenges right now, and I just want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. I'm a firm believer that investing in your self-care and your personal growth through just a little time spent listening to a podcast can truly be incredibly powerful in any season of your life, but particularly the tough ones. So thank you so much for being here today. Today's episode is a little different as it's shorter than normal and not quite as wide-ranging as one of my typical interviews, and there's a reason for that. Today, as this episode publishes, is April 5th, 2020, and we are deep into managing COVID-19. As a content creator and a podcast host, I've really been wrestling with how to approach this because, well, I think there's an obligation to bring you content that's relevant to what's going on right now and attempt to use this platform to add value in a way that's very applicable to what literally all of us are collectively facing. I think about my show from a consumer perspective too, and I also am watching TV and listening to podcasts and scrolling through Instagram and Facebook, and it's all about coronavirus. So before I recorded this episode, I've really been thinking, how do I support you during this time without just adding to the media frenzy? And this is what I landed on. I invited Donnie Starkins back on the show. If you haven't listened to our first interview together, it's episode number 28, and it's super, super powerful. So I highly recommend clicking back to that one after this episode. I got a ton of great feedback on it, so it's a really good one. Anyhow, Donnie is an incredible guy. He leads meditations, teaches yoga and mindfulness. He coaches individuals who have battled addiction and so much more. And in today's conversation, we're going to talk about how to mentally approach what is going on in the world, how you can shift your mindset and daily practices to navigate the uncertainty or the anxiety that you might be managing, and how he's pivoted from being an in-person teacher to moving online. And then we'll also finish by talking about a really cool and totally free challenge that he's doing. And I'm already enrolled in it, and it's perfect for anyone and everyone, including families. So stay tuned for that. I'm just really grateful that he came on with such little notice so we could try to bring you content that is relative, you know, to what you're dealing with right now and what you might be experiencing, you know, this week especially. So please enjoy my conversation with Donnie Starkins. Donnie, thank you so much for being here for round two. I'm excited to have you back because I enjoyed our conversation last time and got lots of great feedback on it, but also because I'm really excited to chat with you based on what's going on in the world right now. So thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's great to be back having another powerful, awesome conversation with you.
Thank you. Now, given that this is a shorter conversation, I want to just jump right into it. And I'm going to use something that I saw on your Instagram as a launching point. You wrote, quote, "How can this collective suffering wake up our hearts?" So can you expand a little bit on that?
I can. I don't know if it's the exact quote. Barb Brock, who's one of my greatest teachers. I've actually never met her, but I listen to all of her podcasts, all of her meditations. She's got books, Radical Acceptance, which if you think about the title of that name, right, or the title book right now, Radical Acceptance, this is like the most powerful thing that we can do to keep our power, to keep our own power and not give away trying to control things that we have no control over. So, she said that at some point, and this is, I've seen the perspective, I had to keep perspective in life that life happens for us and to us. And yeah, I get it. Things are hard right now. There's things I get afraid of. People are going to die from this virus and people are going to suffer economically. And I get all that and it breaks my heart, but I we, I believe, have to keep the perspective of somehow this is happening for me. I will continue to learn and I will continue to grow, and it'll wake up my heart. For me, this, I'm taking time to learn and grow about myself and reflect on really what is most important in my life today. And I'm almost comparing this to one long meditation. This is one long life pause. And when we get an opportunity to do this and stop all the doing and the seeking, the striving and racing around at the next item off the to-do list, when we finally get still enough, we can start to tune in. And a lot of people will struggle with this because a lot of people use the busy excuse to run from their problems or run from unwanted feelings, emotions, or just past stuff. So this is literally allowing us to sit in our stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can on this podcast, but you know, I would say just sitting in our stuff is what this is allowing us to do. And for many people, just like in meditation, that's uncomfortable. And so, but if we can sit in the uncomfortableness and actually let it be our teacher and let us gain understanding and insight, we can learn and grow no matter how challenging it might be.
Yeah, absolutely. And what are some ways that you've worked with people on how to actually sit in your stuff? Because I've seen people talk about that in the last few weeks and experienced a lot of that myself. In when you take the busy and you take the distractions out, it's really uncomfortable to sit there and face the feelings that you're feeling. And I know a lot of people are dealing with that, also surrounded by living with their family or their significant other. So are there tools that you found helpful either in your own life or with students that you've taught on how to actually navigate that uncomfortable feeling?
Sure. So one thing I always talk about with self-compassion, the three elements of mindful self-compassion are kindness, means that we put a supportive arm over our own shoulder, like we would do a friend who is struggling. We'd be more compassionate towards ourselves because we're just more likely to beat up ourselves when we are feeling inadequate, when we've made a mistake or have done something or just facing a tough life challenge. Like, the way that we talk to ourselves is way different than the way we would talk to a friend who is struggling. So that's one element. The second element, which is so relevant right now, is common humanity. And common humanity says that if you're a human being, human beings are all flawed work progress. If you're a human, you will suffer. You will face challenging times in your life. So this is really relevant to me because I come from a world of addiction and have been so many years, but I think about my rock bottom where I was the only one going through this. Nobody understands. I'm the victim. This doctor screwed me over. But then I started to live a life of isolation. I didn't want to be around anybody in the decisions I'm making. People probably didn't want to be around me or my energy. And so I isolated and it disconnected because that was the story I was telling myself. But in this, especially what's going on right now, everybody's in this. Nobody's immune from it. We're all in it together. And so common humanity says this should connect us all. Mm-hmm. And I see that happening. I mean, us having this conversation right now, I feel like I'm using technology more mindfully and more healthier than I was way before. And so that's pretty cool. And then the third piece, so you have mindful self-compassion, or you have self-kindness, common humanity. And then the third one is mindfulness. So sitting in the pain, challenge, unwanted feeling long enough to actually work through it. When we have unwanted feeling, what do? We distract. We grab our phones. We grab a drink. We go engage in activity that distracts us. We get busy. You know, there's plenty of distractions there. And really, this happening right now has eliminated a lot of those. And it's definitely eliminated the busy excuse for most of us.
Yeah.
And so we want to stay with it long enough to work through it, but not so long that we become over-identified and it becomes our story, or we're like over-catastrophizing, or we become the victim. So yeah, that would be one. And then Tara Brach's RAIN technique, RAIN, it's an acronym, where when an unwanted feeling comes up, you recognize it. Awareness, that's recognition. That's the first step in creating any kind of change. And allow it to be there. allow the fear. Yeah, I'm afraid. I don't know what's going to happen. Allow it to be there without distracting yourself or getting busy or numbing out. Investigate is the I. Investigate where it's coming from. Like on a deeper level, why is it there? You know, what wound is it hitting, or why am I being triggered? And then nurture, which is that last part that a lot of people forget, is to maybe put your hands on your heart and say, it's okay. Tara Brock says, it's okay, sweetheart. That doesn't work for me. There's more. You know, I might just say, it's okay, Donnie. It's okay to feel this way. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be scared. And so we nourish that last piece of it, or nurture. And that acronym, the RAIN, you could do that for 30 seconds. You could do it for 30 minutes through a meditation or just a pause. And I can promise you, whatever the unwanted feeling will not be as heavy if you just take time to work through that simple acronym.
Yeah, that's good. I love those tactical, here's an acronym, here's something you can do. Because I think that people probably listen to this and think, yeah, I resonate with that. I'm feeling bogged down by these feelings that I'm having and being isolated or feeling alone. And so knowing what then next step to take, I think, is super valuable. What are your thoughts on returning to normal after this? Because you made a comment about how, you know, you have a healthier relationship with social media right now. And I feel the same, that my patterns have changed. My habits have started to change already. So what are your thoughts? Do you feel like things are going to go back to exactly the way they were after this? And you can kind of interpret that however you'd like. It doesn't necessarily have to be in relation to social media or connection.
Yeah. So I don't think it'll ever be. I made a post out there last week saying we can't return to the normal, because the normal we had was precisely the problem. And you can take that any way, but I believe that whatever my normal was or your normal was, looking at where we are in life right now, it's like, how was I contributing to that, and what can I change now? So things might not ever go back to normal, and that's totally okay. Because now, today is the day that we made a decision to start a new norm. And that's just new routines and new habits. I mean, if you have more time right now, what does your self-care practice look like? What are you doing right now to keep your mind, body, and spirit healthy and intact? And I just think not only when we do this, I think the norm, my hope is that we'll love ourselves more, we'll love each other, and we'll take care of our planet. Mm-hmm. And to me, again, if you go back to the this is happening for us, I mean, I would say that Earth is loving, the Mother Earth is loving life right now.
Yeah.
As it's an opportunity to replenish and fill back up. So there's so much good, and it's just the perspective I choose to take, and it breaks my heart in many ways for the people who will struggle. I'm actively in recovery, and you know, you could go anywhere in the world and find a recovery 12-step in AA, NA, Al-Anon, anywhere in the world, any time of the day, you could go find a meeting. And it's the most amazing thing ever. And for those to get taken away, like, that really breaks my heart. But it breaks my heart, but then it put me into action. So I just started an online recovery meeting. And now there's a ton out there now. And although we don't have that physical human connection, we're using technology to stay connected. And so for the person that's the person that's fighting for their life to stay sober right now, at least they have. And it's just important for me. I mean, I have more time. I'm not running from class to class. And so it's like, what am I going to do with that time? I believe this is either going to bring out the best in a lot of people, and it's going to bring out the worst in some too. And my hope is that we can activate like whatever it is that's going to bring out the best in us, so we can have a new normal, but it'll be a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. And you talk about, you know, running from class to class, which brings up something that I wanted to ask you about too, which was when you announced on Instagram that you were moving to online content creation and taking a break from in-person classes to protect your health and those around you. I remember thinking that that was early on in all of this. And so how did you adapt to that change as somebody that's so used to being in person with your students? And how have you continued to navigate that? Because I know that we have teachers and service providers and people in similar positions that listen to this.
Yeah, it was intuition. It was sitting in my heart with the information that I had that was coming from Facebook or news feeds, information that I felt was valid. That was the right decision to make early on. And some people question it, but I had to trust my intuition and my heart to make that decision. And once I did, it was like, hey, wow. And I had all these yoga videos. I have all this content and libraries of stuff that I really haven't utilized, platforms like YouTube and stuff, meditation videos, yoga videos. And so I just started putting that stuff out, putting it out there for free. I mean, I've already developed the content. For me right now, it doesn't feel right to charge. That's just my own personal opinion on it. I know some people and they're fighting to just stay above water economically. But for me right now, this is just what I'm choosing to do. And as a content creator and building a brand, I believe, and just currently it feels like the right thing to do today. So I just started pushing it out there. And again, I wasn't doing any of this before it happened. So this is what's like inspired me to really step up. And the gifts of recovery is like quick way out of self-pity and stress and being in a funk is to go help somebody else. Mm. So it's actually a selfish move on my part. But today, the selfish moves I try to make actually help other people and don't like hurt people.
Yeah.
I'm still a work in progress, to be clear.
Absolutely. And how are you balancing those feelings of feeling this is what I need to do selfishly, or having that heartbreak for people that were, you know, depend on those in-person AA meetings, and also feeling a sense of gratitude for your safety and health? And how do you kind of balance that place for both in heartache and inspiration by all the connection, like those positive and negative feelings?
Yeah. So it's, I think it's really cool. Mindfulness, this ancient practice that has relevance for our present day lives. And especially now, it feels like with the tools that I've received from yoga, meditation, mindfulness, and recovery, it's given me the ability to know, like the serenity prayers, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that there, if I go all in on the serenity prayer, just to believe whatever your religious or non-religious are, just those words. It's about controlling what I can control. What I control today is how I show up, and also my internal response, what's happening outside of me. And it's the recognition of, like, fear is there. I know there's going to be fear. But okay, let's look at it. Let's work through it. And how much time are we going to focus on it? Notice that it's there, and then okay, what next? And I just feel like I get that there's fear there, but when it's not faced, like if we don't sit in it and do the RAIN acronym or meditation, fear becomes toxic, and it really just cuts off our creativity and our wisdom and love. And so I guess I just have to take this. I've learned from some, I don't know where I heard this, but taking the role model mindset, the leadership mindset. And the moment I do that, I know that people are watching. People are watching me. People are counting on me, family, my coworkers. And so how am I going to show up to them? It's just a real quick shift of the mindset when you think about that, like there's counting on you to show up. And that motivates me to just step up and just share what's on my heart.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a really good mindset shift. And I know that you are so in touch with your community and engaged with the people that follow you. What is one of the questions or concerns or the things that people have been reaching out to you the most for lately? Is there like a common theme between what you're hearing from your audience?
Right now, yeah. So there's unwanted stress, obviously, and fear. And it does come back to when we get down, whatever the unwanted fear or whatever's making them stressed or anxious, it is a control thing. And so it's them trying to control an outcome that they don't have control over. And I'm not a therapist, so I won't go deep into the core wound or the trigger of why it's being created. But it's like, okay, so what can we do? The personal responsibility thing. What can you control and what can't you? So you take huge control or huge action and control, then you accept and you surrender to the things you can. And being in the practice of that, because there's a lot that comes up every day. And I think I work with all ages in my coaching. I have, it's so interesting over the last couple of weeks how I've had so many more young adults and teens come on as coaching clients. And I think that's so cool because I can only imagine their struggle right now. And even encouraging them to step up for their parents.
Yeah.
So giving them the perspective of like, your parents are scared. They're trying to take care of you. They don't know what's going on. So you can actually help self by helping them and being a little bit more compassionate, helping around the house. So just give them purpose.
Yeah.
And as do this, it helps the household because I don't have children, but I can imagine your kids every single day and having a partner. I mean, that's got to be very tough. So just like even little family coaching stuff is powerful too, because it's going to keep everybody accountable on the same page. And it's your parents telling you to do something. It's like an outside person that can allow people to have little actions to keep the peace in the family.
Absolutely. And talking about things we can control, and earlier we touched on habits and how you're spending this time. I know that you just started this free 28-day meditation challenge, and I'm already signed up and I'm super excited for it. So can you tell listeners what it is and how to join if they're interested in getting in on that too?
Absolutely. So yeah, 28-day meditation challenge. It starts today, and if you sign up a week from now, it doesn't really matter because they say it takes 21 to 30 days to create a new habit. And I believe meditation will be the most powerful daily habit that you can have for not only the rest of your life, some tools, inner strength, and mindset, and a place where you can navigate through stressful and unwanted stuff that's coming up right now. So it's 5 minutes. I'm going live on Instagram and on Facebook at 8:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You don't have to be on at 8:30 with me because Instagram and Facebook keep 24 hours. And each day has a word for the day. So day one today was breathe. Each person gets a little calendar and the email that I send out, and you just write the word, and then we're giving this away, lemon, and a lot of the coaching content and program I've developed, I'll be giving away also.
Amazing.
It's for everybody, any ages. It's 5 minutes. I make it as simple as possible. It's so much important to be consistent about what happens during meditation. It's 5 minutes. You gather to do it with you. So do it when you have that accountability. It's just cool to all get to do this together, and it's a way to come together and in the practice.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so excited, and I can only imagine. I've done a lot of guided meditation in my time, but always have room for improvement. And I know that if people haven't done a lot of it, that it's pretty amazing how little bits like that super consistently really can start to change your relationship with your thoughts, with meditation as a whole. So I think that doing short little guided meditations is a really cool, practical way to introduce people to it.
Yeah, that's the intention. My mission has always been to meet people as possible and teach to the masses. And the common response when people find out I teach meditation that don't practice, say, I can't meditate. My mind never slows down. And I say, nobody's does. So you just give your mind one thing to focus on. If it fades away, you come back. When you come back, you're doing, that's building mental strength. And that's all you have to do. And it's team meditation and yoga is all about being a better person. I'm a better person because I feel better. I'm less stressed because I'm not worried about things I can't control. So it really just strengthens our mind. So you could look at this little break or this big break we're having to go to mental gym and use this simple, fun meditation, some cool prizes and giveaways at the end to start a habit that I know will change your life because it changed mine.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing that. I'm so excited for the next 27 days from now. Where can people go online to do one of your virtual classes on YouTube or to connect with you online and follow what you're doing?
Yeah, the easiest way to find me is through my my website's just my name. It's DonnieStarkins.com. It's Donnie with a Y. My Instagram, Donnie_Starkins. On the Instagram link, the profile link, there's everything's there. 10 free invitations for tough times. There's a 90-day journal. I have a free meeting if you're in sobriety or you're sober curious, if it's something you're interested in. It's all there. You can find it on my website. If you're on Instagram, the profile, the links in my profile are probably the easiest way to find everything. And also on Facebook too, with just my name, Don Starkins.
Perfect. And I will put all of that in the show notes so it's super accessible to people. My last question for you is, what are you really excited about right now, or what are you looking forward to?
Yeah. So what I'm looking forward to is I'm looking forward to life getting back to the new normal. I'm embracing this time, but I am looking forward to the human connection back in yoga classes and be to travel and teach. I had retreats canceled. And so I feel like space creates appreciation, and we all have a lot of space right now. We've been maybe separated from our routines or things that really light us up, like traveling and speaking, doing these things. And I haven't been able to do that. So I feel like we are, whenever that time is, that I will be way more appreciative and way more grateful because of the space that we're in right now.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being here, Donnie. This was great, and I really appreciate your time.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I could talk to you all day long, obviously.
Hey, guys, before you go, I just want to mention a few quick things. First, if you loved this episode, please share it with a friend. Just shoot them a message with the link, which you can do right from your podcast app. Or I would love it if you post a screenshot of this episode to your social media or your Instagram story, and then just make sure you tag me at Hey Presley so I definitely see it and can thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do subscribe to the show so you don't miss upcoming episodes. As always, any references, tools, or links mentioned in this episode are right there in the show notes for your convenience. And if you have any questions for me, suggestions for the show, anything like that, shoot me a message on Instagram, again, at Hey Presley, or at podcast@heypresley.com. Thank you so much for listening, and make it a great day.